What's common good? What's something that's common good? A common good, for example, would be a law that is in keeping with the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not murder, for example. If you enforce that law, enforce it as God intended it to be enforced here on earth, well, then that's a common good. It's pretty simple to figure out what a common good is. When does it stop becoming a common good? Well, when it no longer pursues that ultimate purpose. What's the ultimate purpose? Holy death, blessed eternity. If it gets in the way with that, then it can't be for the common good. And now, we ought to define the term common good. Mitter Church, what does common good mean? Okay, common good has to mean something common, doesn't it? And if it's common, doesn't that mean all? You might say omnipotent. Doesn't that mean good for all? All for one and one for all. Isn't that what that means? If a law that permits buggery is promulgated and then enforced, and then people are told, hey, you're not allowed to say you think buggery is wrong, that then can't be for the common good, can it? Because buggery is mortally sinful. Adultery, a law that would say, hey, you know, what they do in their bedroom is their business, okay? Look, I don't run around policing what you do. Don't run around policing what I do. I'm not policing you. God's policing you. He's the one that made the law, not me. I'm conforming my mind to the truth of the reality of the law. Now, when the state gets into the business of telling us that, or telling fellow citizens, fellow members of the former church militant, no, it's okay to do this. We have licensed it. What are they doing? They're saying that their moral authority exceeds the moral authority of Almighty God.